setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You have joined a conversation about you, who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's about your purpose. And I think purpose can be broken down into just two major areas of our life, relational and professional. You were created to fill a unique role in your relationships. So that's the relational. And then in work, and that's professional. Created. So there's a spiritual component to this. We have souls. We long to connect with this world. We long to contribute to this world. And when you begin to really understand that, that you can make the income you need and the impact you want, and be the difference in someone else's life through whether you're a garbage man, postal worker, teacher, developer, doesn't matter. All work makes a contribution. So what's the contribution that you want to make? We're going to help you figure that out. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're going to start it off with Tom. Actually, I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. I apologize. I saw the board and I went, oh, Tom's waiting. Let's go get Tom. Tom, hang on. Part of the plan today is to talk about four ways. And I'm really excited about this. Four ways that you can lead up. So those of you that are in leadership positions, which you're going to be in leadership positions when you are getting promoted. So we talk a lot about getting promoted on this show. Three things you can do. Know your role, accept your role, maximize your role. Five qualities that'll get you promoted. And that's great content as well. I'm not going to break all that down now. But one of the ways that you get promoted is by leading up. Leading your leader. Some of you are going, I've never even heard that phrase before. I'm a little confused. Leading your leader just simply means influencing your leader in a positive way. That's what we're talking about. And you can do that. You should be in any leadership position looking all around you. Leading, obviously, the people that are below you on the org chart that are reporting to you, but also leading your peers, other leaders within the organization, and leading your leader. And again, let's pull the word leading out and let's put in influencing, because that's what leadership is. And so there are, I believe, four intentional ways that you can lead your leader, which is going to get you promoted because you're so valuable and you are making yourself even more indispensable. And your leader looks at you as, this is unbelievable. They're like my right arm, my left arm, maybe both. So four ways. Here they are. Number one, chip in for them. Chip in. Like they've got a big load. How can you come lighten the load? How do you chip in and make things easier for them in their area of responsibility? Now understand this. This comes with an asterisk. You got to do your job well too, because your leader might go, well, I appreciate the spirit that you're trying to help chip in for me, but you're not doing your job. So the chip in here comes at a cost of additional sacrifice above and beyond you crushing it in your role. So you got to crush it. You got to do your thing. You got to do your thing well, but look for opportunities from time to time to chip in, to lighten their load. Those opportunities will be obvious. They're talking to you, normal communication, and you're going to see opportunities. And I'll talk about that more in just a moment. Number two, connect with them. The more you connect with them, and I mean real connection here, not the sticking your head in the office and saying hi, making sure they see you. You're going to start looking like a butt kisser and just kind of one of those inner, you know, relationship vampires. No. I'm talking connect with them. Ask them how they're doing in their life. Turn the tables on them. They should be asking you that, but you should also be going, hey, how you doing? Connect with them. Look for opportunities to Invite them to things. Sometimes leaders don't get invited to things. Have them over. If you share a love of the same sport, engage. If you share a love of music, engage. If you have some other hobby that you guys have a connection on or topic of conversation, engage, connect. Be intentional to connect. And in doing so, they're going to start to reveal more opportunities for you to cover the first point, which is to chip in. Oh, they just revealed they're a little swamped in this area. I'm doing my job. This isn't going to take me take my focus out of where it needs to be, but I can help. At least in number three, care for them. As you connect with them, they're going to begin to reveal more about themselves and their personal and professional journey. And they are a human. And there's going to be opportunities for you to care for them. They're stressed out, particularly stressful time. Get them a spa appointment. Bring a meal in. I don't know. They're going through a tough family time. Do something. Volunteer to babysit their kids so they could go out and have time. I mean, whatever it is, care for them. Care for them. Don't just connect with them and actually care for them. They're a human. Just because they're your leader doesn't mean you can't do something nice for them and help them out. And then finally, counsel them. Once you've established the connection, the relationship, and then you begin to care for them, there's so much trust there. So much. To where you're going to have more leeway. You're going to have the freedom to speak up because of that connection and the trust and relationship that's been developed from the connection and caring. And so you can say, hey, can I weigh in on this? And they're going to say, yeah. Counsel them. Counsel them. They know you're for them. You've already proven it through connection and caring. And for that matter, chipping in. See, when you chip in, you connect and you care, they know you're for them. So that gives you an absolutely unparalleled opportunity to be able to speak truth into their life and go, hey, can I give you some counsel on this? You don't have to take it, but can I give it to you? And they're going to say yes, because they know you're for them. And then you speak. You speak for them. You speak to them. Share, hey, this is what I think you should do here. This is what the team's saying, is what they're hearing. I think this would be a good move. That's leading your leader. That's how you lead your leader. That's how you influence up and create more opportunities for you. Chip in. Look for opportunities to go above and beyond your duties. You got to be crushing yours and take some of their load. Lighten it for them. Two, connect with them. Build a true relationship. As a result of connecting, look for opportunities to care for them. And because you've done those three things, chip in, connect, and care, you will have the entree, the trust, the transparency, the permission to counsel them. You do that, you are leading your leader. And as a result, becoming a great leader yourself. And then allow others that you lead to lead you. Oh, that's where it comes full circle. And that's how great leaders stay on top and keep growing their influence. All right, don't move. Your calls. That means you, Tom, coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do and then come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Tom in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tom, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing today?
Tom, I'm living the dream, man. What are you doing?
Well, I wanted to call and see if you had any suggestions of anything that I should be doing differently as a person who is visually impaired. I'm getting ready to move to Ohio to be near family. Mm-hmm. And so with that comes a job change. I put in a couple of different applications, and with one of them, there's a little bit of a strange situation in that it is a work from home position. I'm an Apple guy and have been for the last several years. They are wanting me to spend $2,000 to get a computer that would be adequate enough to meet their requirements in order to, for me to even get the interview. I've pushed back on that and said, wait a minute, this is not, this doesn't make sense for me to spend the money without any assurance that I have the job or
sure.
Don't. And I'm on baby step 7, so money is not the issue.
Okay, great.
So I just wanted to see if there are any suggestions.
What are you doing now? What are you doing now for a living?
I work in a factory.
What do you do since you're visually impaired, and how visually impaired are you?
I'm a sewing machine operator. I see well enough to get from point A to point B.
Okay.
And in the past, I've worked in call centers. I did that for 19 and a half years. Mm-hmm. And tried to get back into that when my company let me go as a result of a merger. And so that's why I'm here now. That's okay. Why I'm in the factory setting now.
All right. So when you moved to Ohio, when is that happening? And what, you know, how much family do you have? Who is it? Give me a little bit of a snapshot.
It's my brother and his daughter, which is my niece, and my sister-in-law.
Okay, great.
And
so they've been there a while?
Yeah, my brother moved up there just about 20 years ago, and then that's how he met the lady who is his wife now. And
yeah.
So all the grandparents have died off, and so mom is now saying, all right, let's move to be near your brother.
Oh, so your mom's coming with you?
Correct.
Well, here's the deal. Let me answer the first question, and then I want to know what your big question is. I definitely think you're right. I think it's ridiculous they want you to buy a $2,000 computer just to have the opportunity to be interviewed. That's ridiculous. So I'd say pass, move on. So what else can I help you with?
Well, is there anything that I should be doing differently as a visually impaired person to navigate the interview application?
I don't think
process.
So. I mean, you're not, you know, you've been successful. I mean, you've been successful, seems like to me, or certainly you've not had a tremendously rocky road. You've been employed. I understand you got laid off, but there's actual work you can do. And you've actually operated machines and all these kind of things. So I don't feel like you're terribly limited. Limited, yes. And you're baby step 7, so money's not an issue. Let me tell you my higher level advice, then I'm going to give the ball back to you and let's dive in some more. But if it were me and I'm in your situation and money was not an object right now, it's not right now because you're in baby step 7. So you mean you're no debt, nothing at all. I would move with mom and I'd get on the ground and then brother and brother-in-law, they've got a tremendous local network there, and I'd get on the ground.
It's for me to move with my mother.
I'm sorry?
First little bit. And I'm saying, that's the plan is for me at first to move in with my mother while I save up for a place of my own there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in any kind of hurry. What I'm saying
I'm really not.
Well, okay, so here's my point. I think we move to Ohio and we get plugged in. And by getting plugged in, we're going to find the types of jobs that A, you know you can do, and B, that you want to do. And so the visual impairment, you know, if you're asking me, how do you handle that? How have you handled it before? I mean, you're not a guy who's been unemployed for a tremendous amount of time. I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Well, okay. I'm operating on a high school education strictly. No college, no nothing like that. So
What do you want to do? Is there something you want to do?
I'd like to do something with business, but I'm not sure. I don't want to go in. Of course, I don't want to go in debt and go backwards that way.
What do you mean by business? When you say you want to do something in business, be very specific and don't worry about limitations.
Business administration, business. That's the part I'm not sure. So I don't know.
All right. So here's what you have to do. So you have to do what I tell every caller to do and be really clear on what you do best. Now, your visual impairment obviously is going to affect some things. But even with your visual impairment, there are things you do very well. There are talents you have, true or false?
That will be true.
All right. So we focus on the talent first. Those are the tools. If I hired somebody to come over and do some carpentry work in my home, I want that guy to come over with the best tools, because I want him to have the most efficient process available to him. Meaning, he's not dealing with archaic tools and taking 3 weeks to do what could be done in 3 days. Make sense? So talent, your talent are your premium tools. So what work can you do with those premium tools? Once we make the list of that kind of work, well, I can do this, I can do this, and I can do this. Then we ask ourselves, of that list of work that I can do with those premium tools, what of that list do I really enjoy doing? I actually love this kind of work. We make that list. And then we go, oh, all right. And then what results does that work spit off, and which of those results do I get most fired up about? That's talent, passion, mission. And you're narrowing down the type of work that you, A, can do, want to do, and the results that you want to contribute. Because not every job contributes to the result that you would really like to contribute. So if you're business administration, you're going, I want to help businesses run better, then that's a result that you're after. Efficiency and excellence. True or false?
True.
So that's what I mean by result of the work. So what kind of work can you do with what you do best that creates efficiency and excellence? And so there, it's not a difficult puzzle when we look at it that way. That's your homework assignment. That's what you got to do. And you talk to your brother and sister-in-law about it and everybody they know. And again, you know what your limitations are. So we're not going to list anything that I actually can't do because of my eyesight. So that's the exercise. And when you do that, you won't believe what presents itself to you.
Right.
So this is all about self-discovery. I've got a process that we kind of outline, just like a worksheet, and someone can do it with you, even with your visual impairment. Have your mom walk through it with you, and just it's an extension of what the phone call we just had. It's our career clarity guide. Let's Joe Madison. Let's make sure he gets that, and that's an exercise to continue off the heels of this phone call, and you're going to see tons of opportunities for you. And the good news is, Tom, you've had this visual impairment for a while, and you're still working right now. So a job is not an issue for you. Take your time, get on the ground in Ohio, living with mom, you're baby step 7, you have no financial worries, relax, dig in, be grateful for the fact that you have all this financial freedom to be able to dig, and let's go find this thing and go do it. And I think it's sitting right there on the top of your heart. You just have to identify it. And again, folks, what I just described is stage 1 of my 7 stages to doing what you were born to do. Get clear. We must get clear on our talent, what we do best. Hard skills, soft skills. Those are power premium tools that we use to do the work we really love to do, to then produce the results that we want to contribute. Don't move. More calls coming up. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose because you long to do something that matters deeply to you. That is income and impact. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. 877 is the number. Let's go to Phelan, California, where Ryan joins us on the line. Ryan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Ryan, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. So I just finished a bachelor's in business finance last weekend. And I realized I really don't like corporate finance, like, whatsoever. And I don't feel any motivation to do further education to be a financial planner either. I thought financial advising would be the direction I would go, but just realized it wasn't something I was passionate about. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like I would have anything to contribute. So I changed direction. I'm set to start a teacher credentialing program in the fall to teach social studies to high school students. But I'm having doubts about going through with that as a career path too. I just feel lost and directionless. Mm. And it makes me like feel really anxious and depressed.
Yeah.
Almost every day. And I'm like not sure what to do.
Yeah. Well, the first thing we got to do is get clear. And I'm glad you called me, because there's no reason for you to be walking around every day thinking that you don't have a contribution you're supposed to be making. And that's essentially what this boils down to. The more you kind of wander around not knowing, depression is a thing. I mean, that's there's no question why you feel the way you feel, but there's no reason for you to be walking around feeling that way. And I think we're going to have to overcome some things that are holding you back from getting clear. So I want to take a stab at that. I think we can get you clear on this phone call if you're willing to speak to me from your heart. Are you willing to share your heart?
Yeah, I've been trying the sweet spot exercise and career clarity guide, and I'm having a hard time doing it myself. Like, I just can't.
Why?
I know
you are.
Because of.
Why?
I think it's just my own poor self-image that I can't be clear on what I'm good at.
It's 100% what it is. I think you have the answers, but you question the answers. I think when you're forced to say, what do I do best? I think you have answers that pop up in your head, but no sooner do they pop up in your head, your own brain goes, I don't think that's true. Sound about right?
Yeah. Yeah. I overanalyze my own strengths to the point where I feel like I don't have any.
Okay. So we're about ready to go through that, and you're going to actually give me the answers. You're not going to self-delete. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
No, you're not going to do your best. You're going to do exactly what I just said, because you just admitted on the air to all these people listening to you, you just admitted that you have answers, but then you delete them. True or false?
Yeah.
So don't delete the answers you're going to tell me. But before we get to that, I want to know who or what is causing you to have such poor self-image. You don't have to tell me all the gory details, but I want you to own it. Something has happened to you, or somebody said something to you, or something, the environment, something has made you feel like you have nothing to offer. What is it?
To be completely honest, I'm not totally sure who or what, but I know I've felt like that for most of my life, where I kind of feel like, I don't know, just like I've heard from different people throughout my life that if I applied myself that I would do better. And I never really understood that, because, you know, I don't know.
Do you have learning challenges?
I tried really hard.
Do you have learning challenges?
I don't. A lot of what I didn't in school, like everything came really easy to me, and I didn't really study that hard, but I still got good grades, and everyone looked at me like I wasn't trying, and that if I tried really hard, that I would do a lot better.
But you already were getting good grades.
A's and B's.
You're getting A's and B's, and people are telling, who are those people?
Family, friends.
And you were trying, and you were, and you're telling me that you were giving the effort.
As much effort as I felt was necessary. Yeah. Like, I did what I felt I needed to do. Like, I did my assignments, and I just didn't spend hour after hour on it.
Yeah, it came easy to you, but it didn't really excite you.
No, not at all.
I know. And therein lies the problem. So I'm actually really excited about this. I think the problem is you've been told by so many people, you could do better, you could do better, you could do better. And you're going, okay, I'm kind of confused. I think you've been in a state of confusion for a long time. So
it's been
let me ask you this:
my whole life,
is there anything in your life that really fires you up, and you're actually really, really good at it? I mean, amazing! Like you max out on it because you actually really enjoy it.
I really love when I get the chance to help people through personal life problems, like anytime that a friend comes to me with a dilemma or like a relationship issue or
interesting.
I really enjoy kind of giving them an outside perspective, and I feel like that means one of my strengths is analysis.
Good. Here we go. Let's do this. What do you? So we got analysis. All right. So that's basically logic. You have a talent. Mm-hmm. You're just a logical thinker. You look at stuff and break it down pretty easily. Yes.
Yeah, to the point where sometimes I do it too much.
That's fine. So do I. I'm an over-analytical guy as well. I overthink stuff. Yeah. What else are you? What are your top talents? Give me the two or three more things you do really good, and do not delete your answers. What do you do really, really well besides logical thinking, analytical thinking?
I've been told that by my fiance that I'm a good teacher because I break things down really simply and
right. That's
communicate things.
That's communication. That's the talent of communication. Anything else?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I write well too, but I think that's communication.
That's communication. But I'm going to give you another C word: connection. Do you connect well with others?
Not as much as I would like to.
I'm talking when you're one-on-one with people. Do you connect well with them?
I think so.
Yeah. That advice giving, that's a connection. Because in order for you to give advice, you can't just analyze. You got to connect, don't you?
Yeah.
There you go. So,
yeah, you're right.
What would you do? What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Based on the answers you've given me so far, because I think it's sitting right there in front of you. If you knew you could do it and you'd be really amazing at it, couldn't fail, didn't have to commit to it the rest of your life, what would you do? Say it.
I honestly wish that I could just do a job where people come to me with their problems and I just help them solve them, whether it be a relationship.
So what do you call that? What do you call that? What do you call that? Give me one word to describe that. That's beautiful. There's your answer. What do you call it? There's no wrong answer.
Counseling.
Just think about it. Wait a second. Does a counselor have to have the talent of communication and connection? Does the counselor have to have the talent of logic?
Yeah, that's pretty much the job description.
Yeah. Does the counselor have to have a little bit of persuasion ability?
Yeah.
You're laughing. You're laughing because you have those talents. That's why you're laughing.
Well, yeah, the reason I'm laughing is because like I've done sales before, and I was really good at sales, but I hated sales.
Yeah, you know why you hated sales?
Believe in the product.
That's what it does. That's what it is. You were good at everything except had you been selling a product or service that you were passionate about, you would have done great. But the counseling is a version is in the neighborhood of sales. You're not selling a product as a counselor. What you're selling is health. And hope and a vision for a healthy future. You need to find out this answer. Who are the people you most want to counsel or coach? And then go do that. You've got this, young man. You're free. You're clear. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, helping you go from paycheck to purpose. 844-747-7425. 2577 is the number to jump in, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, where Tierno joins us there. Tierno, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing today?
I am living the dream, sir. What are you doing?
I'm doing good. First off, I appreciate you taking my call. Honestly, it's a blessing to be I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you, sir.
I just have some questions. Hopefully, you can give me some clarity, figure out what I'm doing here.
Okay.
So, right now, I've been working full-time for a call center. I'm not going to disclose the name of the company, but it's a really good company, and I've been working there for about a year, and I see myself having growth potential with this company, right? However, I know that this isn't what I want to do with my life. Early on, I got involved with some multi-level marketing schemes, dug myself in a hole, and after getting out of this hole, I'm in a better financial place to be able to kind of figure out what I want to do. I want to do personal training. I've been going to school full-time, but I have a history of doing too many things at once and falling off the boat. So my question to you is what's the best way I could do it in a timely and effective manner without jeopardizing my stream of income that I have right now?
Well, let's address the first issue. You've got a history of kind of allowing yourself to get distracted, which is, you know, your way of saying you're doing too much. So you're going to have to get right to a point where you go, what's the thing? What's the thing? What's the mountaintop? And when we're focused on the mountaintop, shiny stuff doesn't really distract us. We might see the shiny stuff, but we go, oh, I'm focused on the mountain. I'm focused on getting on top. If I'm really passionate about climbing a mountain and I see something shiny and a distraction over there, I'm going to go, oh, that's interesting. Wonder what that is. That doesn't matter. I only have so much energy. I only have so much time. I only have so much money, and I'm using all of it to get to the mountaintop. This is going to become a discipline thing. But the discipline comes with maniacal focus, not the other way around. You can't discipline yourself into focus. I think focus drives discipline. That'd be my take. So you want it. So let's just let you tell us, what is the mountaintop for you professionally?
The mountaintop for me is having my own personal training business where I'm able to survive not only off that income, but also just focus on expanding that.
Right.
Like I said, I'm still in school right now, right. But I originally didn't know what I was doing.
What are you in school for?
Business administration. I'm still working on my associate's degree currently.
So how many years left to get a degree?
So I'll be done after this next year. So I'll have my associate's degree, and then I'll be going towards my bachelor's.
Okay.
So ultimately three years.
But you're in this day job while going to school.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and
right.
And the day job, there's opportunities for you to advance, and presumably that means make more money.
Right, right.
So where in there is there time for you to build this training business between school and a day job? Because you got to build the training business on the side. Would you agree?
Right. That's true. That's very true.
So how much time, given your current reality, do you have to be able to do the personal training business? How many hours a week?
I would say maybe like 10. Like, I could try squeezing time in on the weekend. That's probably the most time that I could give to it is on the weekends. But during the week with studying and everything, I'm one of those people that I'm a little bit of a slow learner, so I have to really
I get that.
Immerse myself.
I get that.
Right.
All right. But here's the deal. 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
10 hours a week. That's all you can give. And you're going to go right from associate's degree into finishing out the full 4-year degree, business administration.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to grow that business. You're just going to be able to maintain 10 hours a week. You cannot grow the business doing 10 hours a week. You're going to be limited. Yes or no?
Yes, definitely.
So why? Let me ask another question. Will this business administration degree make you a better physical trainer for people, personal trainer?
No, not a personal. I don't think personal trainer, though, because there's a lot of free resources and even programs and certifications out there. So
why are we going to school? I'm okay with you finishing the associate's degree just because you're almost done and you're there, but why in the world would we pursue a degree?
I don't know. It was just kind of wanting to finish something that I started. Like, my mom's an immigrant, and
I get it.
All the degree is really important.
I get it. Right? And I'm not telling you to quit, but I'm asking you, why are you doing it? And I'm not, and I don't want to dishonor your wishes to honor your mother because she's an immigrant. But what I'm telling you is Winners quit all the time.
Right.
They quit things they shouldn't be doing. I'm telling you, I don't think there's any viable reason as to why you would keep going to school. None. Zero. Other than you want to honor your mom, which is great. But just understand that you are delaying, and that's okay too, but you are delaying the growth of this. So you're coming full circle. You said, Ken, how do I do it? Well, you got to grow the personal training business on the side. That's how you're going to do it. The only way to do it, unless you come into some inheritance or some money out of nowhere, is you're going to have to build the personal training business to a point where you have at least 6 months, ideally a year's worth of your current day job salary in the bank, so that when you step out of the day job full time, you're not going to be struggling. Because personal training is, there's one of two ways to do it. Either do it solely for yourself, which means it's all on you to get clients, keep clients, and word of mouth and all the things. Or you do it for somebody else in a gym, and then eventually you go out on your own. Those are the only two ways. So you're limited right now on time, and the thing that is limiting you is your this college degree that you're going after that you don't need.
Okay.
So I'm never going to be the guy that says, yeah, get the college degree that you don't need. You want to be a personal trainer. Right. Your degree is worthless. Other than you accomplish something that is impressive and it makes your mom proud. And I don't want to poo-poo that. But I'm just telling you, you're delaying.
Right, right.
So I would stay in the day job because you have opportunities to advance. I'd keep crushing it there, because if you have opportunities to advance, even though it's not something you want to do long term, it is going to pay you more, which will help you save more money, get out of any debt that you're in. And please don't go into debt for this degree. It's not worth it.
Right.
So
thankfully,
I want you.
I'm going to community college, so it's been low expense.
Okay, good. Cash flow all college. Do not go into debt for it. And I would keep the day job, keep making money, keep saving money so that you can eventually transition. But that's how you do it. But at some point, you're going to have to, you're just going to have to spend more time on the personal training thing. That's just what it is. So you've got this, couple ways to do it. I've given you everything I think you need to think about. So that's how you do it. And I mean, folks, it's the same answer for anybody. How do I go from day job to dream job? Well, it depends on what the dream job is. But the answer is, I've got to stay in the day job until I get qualified to take the next step that'll get me towards the dream job. And I hope that when I get qualified for the next step, that it's going to pay me what I'm currently making now. Or if I've got to take less money in order to advance down the line, then I got to adjust, save money, cut cost, whatever. If the dream job is not working for an organization, but it's working for yourself, then again, you're going to have to slowly build that up. And again, if you got to sell something, cut your expenses, whatever. But you better get to a point when you step into that full time that you have a minimum 6 months of your salary just to take the pressure off. And again, I prefer 12 months. The first 12 months of any entrepreneurial venture is the most difficult. So that's why I recommend a minimum 6 months, ideally 12 months of your current salary in your day job. You better have that in a bank account in your own gig, or in your savings account to make that jump. Plan for it. It's going to take a little longer, yes. But in this situation, and again, Tierno, fantastic young man, proud of him, making his mama proud. If he wants to do the degree, fine, do the degree. Nothing wrong with a college degree. But just understand that it's going to delay stepping into the dream. So if you're fine with that delay, and I am impressed by that delayed gratification, then do it. Folks, my time is almost up. Before I let you go, I want to remind you that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.